Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman, John 4. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Also, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go to your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "What are you talking with her?" Then, leaving the water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." "Don't you have a saying, 'It is still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sowers and the reaper may be glad together. Thus he's saying, one sows and another reaps is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I've ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you say. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗，而且比约翰的人还要多，其实并不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒正在施洗。他就离开了犹太，又往加利利去，必须要经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名字叫做叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井水之边。那时大约是正午，有一个撒玛利亚妇人来取水。耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时他的门徒进城中买食物去了。撒玛利亚妇人对他说，你既然是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人并没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝是谁，你必早已求他，他也必早已经给了你水喝。妇人说，先生，我没有打水的器具，而且井又深，你从哪里得到活水呢？我们的祖先雅各将这个井留给了我们，他自己和儿子养育了牲畜，也都喝这井里的水。难道你的年龄比他们还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的人还是要再口渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不会渴。我所赐的水要在他的里头成为源泉，直到变成永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐予我，让我不要再渴，也不用来这么远的地方打水。耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我并没有丈夫啊。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，实际上你已经有五个丈夫，你现在拥有的并不是你的丈夫。这话的确是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出来你是先知，我们的祖先在这山上敬拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，你好，你应当相信我，当时候即将来临的时候，你们所拜的天父也不在这座山上，也并不在耶路撒冷城中。你们所敬拜的，你们自己根本不晓得，我们所敬拜的，我们却知道，因为救世主是从犹太人里面走出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实来拜敬他，因为天父需要这样的人来拜敬他。神是神明，所以拜敬他的人必须用心灵和诚实来拜祭。妇人又说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那个称为耶稣基督的，他本人要来。他一旦来了，必将一切的事情都告诉我们。耶稣说，这目前跟你说话的人就是他。当下门徒要回来，就看见耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说，你是要做什么呢？或者说，你为什么和他说话？ 那个妇人就留下了水罐子，往城中去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我所行的一切事情都讲了出来。难不成这个人就是耶稣基督吗？”众人就出城，往耶稣那里去。在其间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，你是不知道的。”门徒就对彼此之间说：“莫非已经有人拿给耶稣吃了吗？”耶稣说：“我的食父就是遵行差使我来的旨意，我要完成我要做的事情。你们岂不是说，到了收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田里观看，庄稼已经成熟了，是可以收割的时候了。收割的人会得到应有的价格，积蓄的五谷稻藏会得到永生，撒种的人和收割的人会同时得到欢乐。俗语曾经说，一个人播种，那个人收割，可见这个话是真的。我差遣你们去收你们所没有经过劳苦之力的，别人经过劳苦之力的，你们享受他们所享受的。在那城里有好些撒玛利亚人就这样信了耶稣基督，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我所行的一切事情都讲出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就越来越多了，便对妇人说：“现在我们相信了，并不是因为你的话，是我因为我们亲眼所见，知道这个人真的是我们的救世主。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 我们第二阶段的节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study， 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我都会以学习者的角度来做一个个人总结分析，然后 Inger Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论。希望这样的互为性驱动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第七讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the seventh lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So firstly, it's still my summary of John. Time study. This paragraph from Sister shared with me is about Jesus, who was tried from his journal and sat down by a well in the town of Sychar in Samaria. While a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus asked her for a drink. The woman was surprised because Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus told her that if she knew the gift of God and who it was that asked her for a drink, she would have asked him and he would have given her living water. That woman didn't understand that Jesus meant by living water. So Jesus explained that everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water he gives them will never thirst. Indeed, the water he gives them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So she wanted this living water and wouldn't have to keep coming back to the well to draw water. Jesus told her to call her husband also come back. She replied that she had no husband, and Jesus told her she was right when she said she had no husband. Then he revealed that she already had five husbands and the man she now had was her husband. And she also realized that Jesus was a prophet and brought up the topic of worship. She noted that their ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but the Jews claimed that the place where they must worship was in Jerusalem. Jesus replied that a time is coming when the true worshippers will worship in the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Just then, Jesus' disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. Meanwhile, she left her water jar and went back to the town, telling the people there she had met a man who told her everything she had ever done. Many of the Samaritans believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. When the Samaritans came to Jesus, they argued them to stay with him, and he stayed 2 days. Because of his words, many more people became believers. They said to that woman, "We no longer believe just because what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Now let my English sister make a summary of my Bible study."
Sister, you wrote a very good summary of this Bible text. There is nothing to add. You illustrated the story of Jesus and the woman of Samaria very well in our summary.
妹妹，你今天对这段经文的总结写得很好，实际上没有什么需要再补充的。你在我们的摘要中很好的阐述耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人之间的故事。Okay, so thanks for my sister. Based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related issues. The first one, sister, how did the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman add a well challenged social norms of that time? Were people from different clans not alone to contact each other at that time? 耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人在井边的相遇如何挑战了当时的社会规范呢？当时不同种族之间没有来往吗？
First of all, men did not talk to women they did not know or who did not belong to their family.
首先，男人不会与他们不相熟或者不属于他们家庭的女人交谈。
The second social law Jesus broke was talking to a person from Samaria. The Jewish people hated the Samaritans because of their history with them.
耶稣打破的第二条社会法则则是与一个撒玛利亚人交谈。犹太人憎恨撒玛利亚人，因为他们与撒玛利亚人曾经有历史渊源。
Originally, there were 12 Jewish tribes which lived in the promised land, but because of the unfaithfulness and idolatry of Solomon, the kingdom was divided in two parts, and the northern part and the southern part.
原本有十二个犹太部落居住在应许之地，但由于所罗门的不忠和拜偶像，王国被分为两部分，北部和南部。
In the kingdom of the south, there were good and bad kings. In the northern part, only bad ones.
南方的国家有善良的国王，也有罪恶的国王，北方却只有罪恶。
So the southern kingdom was punished by being 70 years slaves in Babylon, and they returned and built the temple and Jerusalem up again. The northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians and they never came back again.
因此，南方的国王受到巴比伦70年奴役的惩罚，他们重返并建造了圣殿和耶路撒冷，北方王国则被亚述人摧毁，他们再也没有回来。
The Assyrians brought strange people to this land to live in, and they had problems there. So they noticed that they had to worship the God of Israel to be able to stay there.
亚述人把陌生的人带到这片土地上居住，他们在那里遇到了新的问题，所以他们注意到他们必须敬拜以色列的神才能留在那里。
At the end, they had a mixed religion, and the Jewish hated them for living in the other part, which belonged in the origin to Israel too.
最后，他们有了混合的宗教性质，犹太人则讨厌他们生活在同样属于以色列起源的另一部分人。Second one, sister, what significance does Jesus' offer of living water hold in the context of his conversation with the Samaritan woman? 耶稣提供了活水，在他与撒玛利亚妇人谈话中，这个活水有何意义呢？
It was obvious that that woman was looking for fulfillment in her life in having a relationship with a man. But if we look for our happiness in another person, the relationship is very fragile and easy to break up because it is too much for the other person when he or she has to give you what you don't find in yourself.
很明显。那个女人正在通过与男人的关系来寻求生活的充实，但如果我们必须在另一个人上寻找幸福，这种关系就非常脆弱，非常容易破裂，因为当他或者她必须给你一些在你身上找不到的东西的时候，这样的要求对另外一个人来说太过分了。
The living water that Jesus offers is something for our soul.That our soul is calm and well-fed with the peace of God and does not longer thirst after having a relationship with others or taking others things that the devil offers us to calm the thirst in our soul.
耶稣所提供的活水是为我们的灵魂所提供的，我们的灵魂平静并被上帝的平安所喂养。在与他人建立关系或者接受魔鬼提供给我们的其他东西的时候，来平息我们灵魂的干渴，所以我们不会再感到饥渴。
Our soul is created to have fellowship with God, and if we don't have this fellowship with Him, we always feel that there is missing something, and everyone of us has his own strategy where to look for it, but outside of God and Jesus who offers the living water as a solution of this thirst we will never find.
我们的灵魂被创造是为了与神进行交流。如果我们没有与他进行交流，我们总是觉得生活中缺少了一些东西。我们每个人都有自己的策略去找寻他。站在神和耶稣之外，提供活水来解决这种干渴，我们则永远找不到。Next one, sister. How did Jesus address the woman's personal history in a way that led her to recognize him as a prophet? 耶稣如何讲述这位妇女的个人经历呢？使她认识到她面前的人就是先知。
She was surprised because Jesus knew all about her past. Certainly he touched one point that she felt a lot of shame about, but he did not finger point her, he offered to solve the problem.
她很惊讶，因为耶稣知道她过去的一切。当然她触及了让她感到非常羞耻的一点，但耶稣并没有指责她，而是主动提出解决问题的方法。 Next question. I once mentioned that my colleague believed that Jesus as a prophet had told him that he needed to quit his job and become a pastor. Does Jesus think that each of us should give up our current lives and serve him wholeheartedly? 我曾经提到，我的同事认为耶稣作为先知已经告诉他，他需要辞职，然后去做牧师。是否耶稣认为我们每个人都应该放弃自己的生活，而全心全意地服侍于他呢？
We all shall serve the Lord Jesus, and it is not always necessary to have a ministry. We already serve him by praying, by worshiping, and by spending time with him.
我们每个人都要侍奉主，但并不总是需要有明确的工作事项。实际上，我们已经通过祈祷、敬拜以及与他共度的时光来敬奉于他。
But in the Grand Commission, Jesus gave us the work to go out to all the world, to all the nations, and teach them, baptize them, and to make disciples.
但耶稣给了我们一项伟大的使命，就是到世界各地去教导这些人，为他们进行施洗，使他们成为门徒。
So we shall evangelize according of the commandment of the Lord, but it is not always necessary to give up the job. You can serve the Lord where you are.
所以我们按照主的吩咐去传福音，但并不是总需要放弃我们现在的工作和生活。我们也可以在我们所在的地方进行侍奉主的活动。
But some people hear the voice of God that they shall be a pastor and serve in a full-time ministry, and that is important too. If they would not obey, we would not have pastors.
但是确实有一些人已经听到了神的声音，要求他们成为一名牧师，全职侍奉主。这也很重要。如果他们不服从，我们实际上现在就不会有牧师了。Next issue.
So, sister, what message did Jesus convey to his disciples through his response about food and how is the one they argue him to eat?
当门徒催促他吃饭的时候，耶稣通过他对食物或者他了解到的收成的回应，向他的门徒传达了什么样的信息呢？
When the disciples came back, they wanted Jesus to eat because they knew that he was tired and hungry.
当门徒回来的时候，他们想要耶稣基督吃一些东西，因为他知道他已经又累又饿了。
But Jesus had a priority. He first wanted to terminate the conversation with the woman and the people of Samaria, which was the will of his father.
但耶稣有一个优先事项。他首先要终止与那个女人和撒玛利亚人的对话，这是他父亲的意愿。
Personal needs and eating were his second priority.
吃饭则是他的第二要务。
Next issue. So, sister, how did the Samaritans in the town come to believe in Jesus based on the intentional encounter with the woman at the well?
城里的撒玛利亚人是如何因最初在井边遇到妇人而相信耶稣基督的呢？
She told him that he knew all about her. Certainly she was because of her lifestyle a well-known person in the town.
他告诉他们，他了解他的一切。当然，由于他个人的生活作风问题，他在镇上是一个有名的女人。
So the people were surprised that Jesus knew all about her, but talked with her anyway, and there must have been very much joy in her face because she left the jar at the well, so people became curious about knowing this Jesus who changed their life.
所以人们非常惊讶，耶稣竟然知道他生活中的一切，但就是由于这样，他还是和他交流。而且女人的脸上显出出非常高兴的神情，因为她把罐子留在了井边，所以人们开始好奇这位改变了她生活的耶稣基督。
Next one, what does the response of the Samaritans who came to Jesus after hearing the woman's testimony reveal about the power of personal testimony in spreading faith?
撒玛利亚人听了妇人的见证来到耶稣面前，他们的反应表明个人见证在传播信仰方面的力量是怎样的呢？
We can talk a lot about scripture and religious doctrines as the woman at the well wanted to do when she asked about the place of worship.
我们可以谈论很多关于圣经和宗教教义的内容，就像井边的女人询问做礼拜的场景时所做的那样。
But when lives have changed through the power of Jesus, when sad and burdened persons become joyful and happy again, and see a meaning in their life, we see that there is much more than scriptural, there is life.
但是当生命因为耶稣的力量而改变的时候，当悲伤和负重的人再次变得喜乐和幸福，当人们看到生命的意义的时候，我们看到的不仅仅是圣经，还有生命本身。Next one.
So, how did Jesus' actions and words during his time with the Samaritans demonstrate his role as the savior of the world, as mentioned by the people of the town?
耶稣和撒玛利亚人在一起的言行，如何表明他作为城里人所说的世界救世主的角色呢？
First, the people were curious about Jesus because the woman told about him.
首先，人们对耶稣感到好奇，因为那个女人讲述了她的事迹。
But when Jesus stayed with them 2 days and talked with them, they knew by their own experience that he is the Messiah.
但当耶稣和他们在一起并与他们交流的时候，根据自己的经历，他们就知道他就是弥赛亚。
When we believe in Jesus, we always shall meet Jesus personally in prayer and Bible reading. When we get it from a third person, it can be that the message is not correct.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们总会在祷告和读经中亲自遇见他。当我们从第三者那里得到消息的时候，该消息可能会不正确。
Today, Jesus is not on earth, but he is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and we can always go to him and pray for leading and understanding when we take the Bible in our hands and search for revelation.
今天，耶稣基督不在地球上，但是他在天父的身边。当我们拿着圣经寻求启示的时候，我们随时可以在他那寻求到指导和理解。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年春暖花开，春天快乐，我们下期再会。